Mike in Haltom City, you're at the Azura Union on KRLD. Go ahead, sir.
Charlie, I appreciate your kindness. This is really a tremendous show. It's brought back all kinds of memories for me, and I'd just like to say hi to the entire crew there. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Certainly bringing back memories, and I had met Mike Reiner at an event. Boy, this is way back, and he was as nice as could be, and he was always one of my favorites on there, and, you know, he told me, gave me a lot of insight about some of the other guys.
Now, what year would this be, Mike?
Oh, geez. How long ago was this? This must have been 10 years ago?
Whoa, let's try a little farther. You're probably thinking about the time when Reiner was the unofficial Sports Nortz guy for the morning show. So,
Well, right. On the other station.
Oh, this must have been pre-86.
Right. This must have been very early 80s, I'm thinking.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, had a lot of kind things to say about his coworkers and everything.
That wasn't Reiner, no.
Well, he did have some things that were a little weird. He said that John Wells was kind of an eccentric that hoarded guns and
told the truth even then.
That was a true statement.
Well, the thing about it is, go ahead.
That Rhodey was, you know, the cancer that tore the zoo apart.
What? Oh, no! I don't believe that.
No, Mike would never say bad things about you.
No.
And interestingly, he was the only sports guy that the morning show ever had, as I recall. We never had another one, did we?
I don't recall.
Only one.
Not to my knowledge.
That's right. You were it. Mike, good to have you aboard, sir. We appreciate your time.